Let's now learn more about the message as we talk about the Lenten sermon series on April 14th by Dr. Head, which was about suffering. So, Kevin, while we all use the term and we may apply it in many ways, let me ask you, what is suffering?
Great. Thank you, Gene, and thank you for hosting this conversation today. Well, I think it's an important question. I think when we use the term suffering, probably most often our mind goes straight to physical pain, and that may be what we focus on for the most part. When we think of suffering, I think most of the time physical pain or body ailments or physical difficulties come to mind, and so that's immediately our focus, and that's certainly a part of suffering. But I think the concept of suffering is broader than that. I think when we focus on mental and or emotional distress, we certainly would incorporate into that view suffering. In fact, I might even say that mental and emotional distress or discomfort is sometimes even more difficult for us, maybe more strenuous, maybe more stressful than physical pain may be. So I think the concept of suffering is broad in nature, but I think it is at the root is discomfort, unease, a sense of being unsettled and uncomfortable in our lives.
Do you think that we sometimes are unable to decide whether our suffering is emotional or physical and we confuse the two?
Absolutely. I think there are times where that is confusing for us, and maybe often it's both and, you know, instead of either or. There are times in our life when we have both physical pain and mental and emotional pain. And as you said, I think there are times when maybe it's hard to distinguish among the two. But I think both are difficult to deal with. Probably more often than not, with just the term suffering, we immediately think of physical pain. But I think to broaden that category and understand the emotional and mental components to that is very important.
Sounds very good to me. Well, you talked about free will in the message, and that is a term that brings about a number of views. So, can we go further into the application and the result of free will?
Absolutely. To me, free will is very significant. We talked about this earlier, especially in looking at salvation. But to me, as I look at creation and the account of Genesis and how and why God created the world, free will stands really at the core of that relationship that God has with us. I said yesterday in the sermon there was one line that said something to the effect of, without free will, God would have been creating a race of robots that simply had no option or no choices in the matter in terms of how they related to God. But that wouldn't really be a worthwhile creation from God's standpoint, according to what the biblical perspective says. So when you look at Genesis, when God created humanity, God created us with the freedom, with the options, let's say, of either worshiping and serving God and being in a good relationship with God, being obedient to God, or choosing to do things our own way, being disobedient, not being in a good relationship with God. And we have that choice to make, all the way to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? You know, you can eat from anything, but don't eat from this tree. Well, that choice has been a part of our relationship with God from the very beginning of the biblical account.
Well, just to put it in simple terms, if we had not been given free will in the beginning, Adam and Eve wouldn't have messed up, would they?
Correct. Absolutely. You're right. That's a good way to say it. They would not have had the option, right? Yep. If they were created as robots without the freedom of choice or some kind of mechanical instrument, let's say, they would not have had the option to go against God. But God, instead of wanting us to be forced into relationship, wanted us to have the option. Now, so with that, how that relates to suffering, I think, if we have the option to obey God or disobey God, we also have the option to love our fellow human being or to cause harm and disrepair to our fellow human being. So when we think about suffering in that context, some of the suffering that we experience as human beings is because of the free will of other human beings who cause pain in our lives.
Very good. Well, I would like to get back to the suffering message for just a moment, but let me say that I went and looked up in the Bible how many times the word suffer and the word suffering appears. And I was really a little bit surprised and astounded. Suffer appears 49 times in the King James Version, and suffering appears 54 times in the King James Version. So God does address suffering for us to take a look at, it looks like to me.
Absolutely. And I think just the number of times then that that word or some form of that word appearing in Scripture indicates that God is concerned about that. And that God wants to give messages to us about how we are to think about suffering and how we are to deal with suffering.
So. Well, again, back to the suffering. Should we look at suffering as the result of the sinful nature of the world or our own sinful nature? In other words, suffering may come from our personal deeds or from the deeds of others. How about that?
Yes. I think all of that is included in suffering. Suffering, I think, the concept of suffering and our experience of suffering is such a broad category that I think it includes, number one, the sinful nature of the world, as you said. So the way I would think about that, not only do human beings have free will, but creation is structured in such a way that as it operates, bad things can happen. I mean, nature, we had storms come through here yesterday, right?
Yes.
So these storms cause damage. They create suffering. Nature is set up and created by God in such a way that the free will of creation causes suffering. In addition to that, the free will of other human beings, as we mentioned, also causes suffering. But you also said an important point that I started with yesterday in the sermon, and that is we can't overlook the fact that sometimes our suffering is self-induced. In other words, we bring about our own suffering because of our choices, our decisions, our sinful nature when we choose to go against God. There are times in our lives where we create situations and circumstances where we experience suffering because of the choices we made. So I think we have to put that part of the experience into the equation as well.
Well, then that causes me to ask this question. If I suddenly am in a period where I'm suffering from something, should I stop and take a look at circumstances and decide if the suffering is caused by me or by something else?
Absolutely. I think that's a good place to start with our suffering, is to take a step back from it and to say, where is this coming from? I don't want in any way to say that suffering is always because of our choices or always because of the choices of others. Because I do think, and I said this in the sermon as well yesterday, there is sometimes a sense of randomness to suffering, and that is, there is a sense of meaning and purpose to our suffering that is beyond our own understanding. So what I'm saying, I don't know we always will have an answer to the question you just asked, but it is the starting place. The starting place, I think, is to look at our circumstance, situation that is causing suffering, and to say, have I brought this on myself? And it may be, yes, I have. It may be, no, I haven't. And if it's no, I haven't, then I think another question to ask is, what is a lesson that I might be able to learn from this situation?
That's a good point. What is a lesson that I might learn? We always can learn more than we know, don't we?
We can. And I think there are times when I kind of refer to this. We didn't have a lot of time to spend on this in the sermon yesterday. There are times in our lives when God has a situation develop in our life or a person in our life who causes us some uncomfortableness, let's say, discomfort. Sometimes we're able to pause and say, God, what are you trying to teach me? Because too often maybe we say, God, change this situation or remove this person from my life. And God is trying to say to us, well, first you need to learn the lesson that I want you to learn from this situation or this person. And then we can talk about that.
So, well, at the very least, based on the message, whenever we have suffering experiences, I think we must never forget or lose sight of the blessings of salvation that have been made available to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that not a good solution to work with?
I think it is, and that's really where I tried to end the sermon yesterday. To be somewhat of an effective preacher, we always try to end with some sense of hope, no matter what we're talking about. And I think yesterday, the end of the sermon, we were trying to move to a point to say, ultimately, even when we get past the lessons we can learn and the difficulties we've experienced, ultimately, it's a matter of perspective. And the perspective and our approach to suffering is, what do we choose to focus on in life? All of us have the choice. We can choose to focus on the negative things. We can choose to focus on how we're a victim, how life is unfair, the difficulties we're going through. We can make those things our highest focus. Or, to your point, we can focus on the blessings God has given to us, the miracles that happen in our lives, the salvation that God has given to us that we do not deserve, the love and the grace that is unmerited in our lives. If we choose to focus on those things, then I think we have a better chance of living the abundant life God challenges us to live, rather than kind of the life of the martyr or the victim that our negative circumstances lead us toward.
Well, you've reminded me of some scripture that I found in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 6, and I'd like to share those.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. That will take care of the suffering that we have to experience from time to time, it seems to me.
Absolutely. That's a strong word of hope. It is. And, you know, Gene, I think one other point that I think we should make that's really important. We didn't have time to deal with this in the sermon yesterday, and I wish we had. Part of what Peter is talking about, and part of what the New Testament is talking about, and even part of what Paul is talking about there in the passage in Romans, is sometimes we suffer because we are a Christian. Sometimes we suffer because of our faith. And I really didn't have time. I wish I'd had more time to deal with that component as well. Because part of what Peter is saying is, part of what Paul is saying is, we rejoice in our tribulations when we are suffering for our faith, because then we know we are being obedient to the calling of Christ. And even though we're going through a difficult time because of it, we are being faithful, and God will reward us for that faithfulness.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Next Sunday, Dr. Head will finish the Lenten series message, because it is the Easter Sunday we observe. And his message will remind us that he is risen. God bless.